the spirit of rebellion. That's what defines us, what defines our mission. We're not rebelling against anything, but we are rebelling for something. And it's for liberation, it's for freedom, it's for empowerment.
Welcome to the documentary in the studio from the BBC World Service, the program that investigates the creative process of artists from around the world. I'm Sahar Zand, and this program is about Trivax, a UK-based heavy metal band with a mission to fight against totalitarianism and oppression. Trivax is known for its unique trademark sound they call Eastern Death Magic. It's a unique combination of black metal with Middle Eastern influences. The band's distinctive sound and its ambition reflects its foundation, rooted deep in places where merely being associated with heavy metal could get you in serious trouble.
My name is Cheyan. I'm the guitarist, frontman, and composer of Trivax. I was born and raised in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and I now play black metal in the UK. I wanted to really make an impact by putting the flag of where we come from into the map of the metal scene.
Why?
Because it deserves to be heard, because we're proud of where we come from, despite all the challenges and all of the tragedies attached to it.
Trivax was formed in the spring of 2009 by Cheyan and a friend in the stealthy underground music scene of his home city, Tehran, the capital of a country where freedom of expression is severely restricted, resulting in tough censorship laws. The Iranian government tightly controls musical content, prohibiting lyrics or themes deemed critical of the regime or inconsistent with Islamic values. And heavy metal tends to fall under this category. So stepping out of these rigid lines carries severe consequences.
There was danger all the time. If you were caught playing and performing that kind of music, you could easily be arrested. They'll harass your family, they can torture you, and if they can prove that you are somehow anti-government or anti-religion, and of course for them the two are intertwined, then they can pass on a death sentence.
Yet, despite the risks, Cheyan continued composing and rehearsing metal music behind closed doors. Trivax even managed to perform at a handful of highly secretive concerts held in small private venues.
I don't know how we didn't get arrested. I feel like I've won the lottery multiple times over and over and over and over again.
But Cheyan felt that his luck was beginning to run out. Trivax started receiving threats, followed by a number of Cheyan's other musician friends getting arrested. So Cheyan says he had no other choice but to leave.
I'm pretty much certain at this point that had I stayed there longer, I probably would have gotten myself killed. It wouldn't have been long.
Cheyan eventually managed to get himself to the UK. And now it's the adversity of his past that defines the band.
It's our quest for just wanting to be free, for wanting to not only invoke a sense of empowerment within the world, but also within ourselves. And to us was the journey of just playing music and doing what we do and living life on our own terms.
So that's actually the clean section of the Against All Opposition song. It says Asmodeus Advoco. It's an invocation of Asmodeus. It's about invoking that angry, terrifying, demonic expression that's within all of us, which can be channeled in very powerful ways.
Against All Opposition is Trivax's latest track. It's a response to the anti-regime uprising in Iran, known as the Women Life Freedom Movement. It was sparked by the death in custody of 22-year-old Mahsa Jina Amini in September 2022, after she was arrested by the country's notorious morality police. The nationwide revolt was met with a brutal and bloody crackdown. According to the UN's fact-finding mission, as many as 551 protesters were killed, among them 68 children. Thousands were arrested, and as of October 2024, 10 so far have been executed, as reported by BBC Persian News.
The song is called Against All Opposition. It is about embodying the spirit of rebellion and liberation and taking one's own independence through it more than anything. You know, it's all about just breaking down the chains.
What was it about the recent protests in Iran that influenced this track in particular?
I know that given the opportunity, I would have been in the same position. So many of my own friends were still on the streets. And when I see the casualties, it's something that is very heavy on my heart. And in some small, humble way, I want to, first of all, pay homage to them. I want to push things forward and actually empower the Woman Life Freedom Movement.
Just like the tone of the music, the lyrics are also defiant and angry. Shayan says he wrote it with a me up against the world sort of mentality.
The very last line before the chanting section is unchain us from the oppositions that tie us down. I let fire burn me, just like we are one, to let merge my soul with total power. 'Tis none of mine, but one of God, so I let it run through me with cloven hooves. Go ahead and nuke the world. I'll be standing still. This offers you the ignition that can get created within you internally and emotionally and intellectually, and hopefully that can lead into ripple effects of action, which are in the course of freedom.
It's early January 2024. I've come to meet Shayan and the rest of the band at one of their rehearsals.
Matt, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Sully. Hi. Love the bit.
Yeah, it's just back through those steps.
Shayan, Matt and Sully are the trio that make up Tribax. We're at the iconic Robana Studios in Birmingham, where many of the world's biggest bands and artists have recorded some of their hits.
This is cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we made sure we got the prettiest room in here. It's not always this fancy, I will say. This is actually where Tribax originally started rehearsing back in 2012. Birmingham, the home of metal, obviously. Going from a place where metal's not allowed to the actual home of it with Black Sabbath and Judas Priest and so on.
My name is Matt and I'm the drummer for Tribax, originally from Birmingham.
Me and Matt, we've been playing together since December 2011, 4th of December,
wow.
Just the birthday of the band
12,
in the UK.
Okay. Happy birthday to the band.
Thank
in
you.
The UK.
Yes, our band's a Sagittarius. But today...
Matt and Shayan met in Birmingham Metropolitan College, where they both studied music, shortly after Shayan arrived in the UK.
I had my guitar on my back everywhere I went, and I just had one purpose. I purely came to the UK just to continue Tribax. There was no other reason.
I remember distinctly the first time that me and Shayan met. Shayan said, I've got some songs that I've already written, some demos and things like that. It struck me that it was very unique and I'd never heard anything like it before. But equally at the same time, it was really good stuff. From that point that we got together, myself, Shayan and two other guys, and that was the initial formation of Tribax in the UK, and then it's just developed from there.
Hi, I'm Sully, bass player in Tribax and the backing vocals, and I'm also from Syria.
Sully joined Tribax in 2018 after leaving his old band.
Shayan does the majority of the foundation of the music writing, and then I changed like the bass to what I wanted it to sound.
The band is rehearsing its latest album titled Aloha Burns Out.
The whole theme of the album is death as the symbol of change and the symbol of transformation. Every single one of the different songs depict death from a different picture. So for example, the first song is Azrael, which is the angel of death. The second song is Alpha Predator, which is from the perspective of Cain, the murderer. And then other songs such as Twilight of Death, that's the death of the self. And the last song that we've got is called Dar Akhare Dunya. It's a song that's all in Farsi, and what that depicts is basically the end of the world.
And the track Against All Opposition, which responds to protests in Iran, is part of the same album. It depicts death in several different ways.
Yes, so it's death of authoritarian power, but beyond that, it's the death of fear within the individual. It's the death of fear of change. It's almost like you've been constantly bullied and beaten down, and then it's the death of the fear of being defiant against that bullying.
And that is something that resonates deeply with Sully, Trivax's Syrian bassist.
Syria has been going through the Arab Spring for over a decade now. So there were a lot of people, and still are, a lot of people fighting for their freedom, trying to, you know, have a better life. So that song will also reflect on them people.
But for Sully, the song hits on a more personal level too.
It's just from the title itself, Against All Opposition, it really represents me, my experience and my suffering when I was there.
The suffering Sully speaks of is not because of political activism or financial struggles. It's not because of the war either, as Sully left Syria in 2010 before it began. Like Shayan, Sully also had to escape his home because of metal music.
Maybe if I stayed there, more than likely I'll be dead by now. It's just because we're metalheads.
Sully was born to a middle-class family. All in all, he lived a quiet and comfortable life. Though from an early age, he struggled to fit in, and he particularly found it hard to relate to the music around him.
The Arabic music, it's mostly about like love, you know, betrayal, and I didn't feel that sort of music really belonged with me.
Then Sully's life was turned upside down when, around the age of 12, he discovered metal music on the internet.
Guitar riffs, how evil they are, the drums, how fast they are, or them blast beats and them really fast kicks. That's what really attracted me to the metal, like the bands, they sing about subjects where I felt more like relevant to me.
Metal became Sully's life, and he started learning how to play bass and guitar.
I was 17 years old and we started rehearsing at one of my friends' basement, playing like cover songs for bands like Queen, Led Zeppelin. We're hoping that at some point we can play a real concert. We tried to get permission from the like security police to be able to perform that concert, and that was declined immediately because obviously it's just not accepted to play that sort of music.
Why not?
Because the security police over there, they believe that people like into the metal music, they want to have some kind of revolutionary mindset. They want to like rebel against the Syrian government.
Is that what you were trying to do at the time?
Not really, no. For us, it was just to play music. We didn't really care about the government as such.
But Sully says that applying for the permit was the start of their troubles.
We had some like warnings from the police that we shouldn't really be doing this, we can't really rehearse, and if we do, there will be like severe consequences. There were like some of my older friends, like the older generation of metalheads at that point, a few years before us, they got arrested as well, so we kind of expecting it. We were always wary of when that time is going to happen, we just didn't know when. So that was kind of like quite like serious warning from them at that stage. But obviously we just ignored it and continued doing what we were doing every day.
Let's take a pause for a second.
Okay.
Did you want to continue with your music?
Yeah. That probably made me want to do it even more.
Why weren't you scared?
I was scared, but I was like, that was the thing I wanted to do. That was the thing I felt I belonged to. And I didn't want to change.
Even if
I want to die, yeah. Either this or nothing.
3 weeks after his request for a concert was rejected, one evening after band practice, Sully says that him and a group of his other metalhead friends were hanging out downtown when two big police vans pulled up in front of them.
Then 12 officers came out of it with guns. We all got a couple of beats and got pushed into cars and got taken into the place where we got held.
That place, Sully says, was a small cell in a police station where they got locked up.
There were about 20 people in it, us and other people who did different crimes. People just kind of sat on the floor or standing up. The room was freezing cold. It was February time. There were no heating, no beds, nothing in it. It was just people just kind of sat on the floor or standing up. They made us take all the clothes off, just wear underpants. It's a form of torture, really.
A few hours later, interrogation began by a high-ranking officer.
Questions mostly like, were you like forming some kind of like cult? and wanted to like rebel against the government, against the president. I wanted to like do anything to hurt our president. And we always said no. They're getting answers what they don't want to hear. They just get more beaten up.
They were kept there for 10 days, where Sully says they faced more interrogations as well as intensified physical and psychological torture on a daily basis. Then one day, seemingly out of nowhere, Sully and his friends were told they were free to go.
You can go now, but if we want more, we'll just bring you back. And they did. They brought us back again after 10 days. Same thing, just get beaten up every day for another couple of weeks.
But Sully again managed to get out.
So that's when I was like, I need to leave Syria right now because I can't stay here any longer.
Days later, Sully left everything behind and managed to escape to the UK. Now, he channels what he's been through via tracks like Against All Opposition.
Like channeling freedom through music, and in particular extreme metal music, kind of gives you a platform where you can project my past and what I've went through. It gives like a special meaning to freedom.
You're listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service. I'm Sahar Zand, and this is a programme about Trivax, a heavy metal band with roots in the stealthy underground scenes of the genre in Iran and Syria, and on a mission to fight against oppression. It's a cold mid-January Sunday morning in East London, and I'm on my way to an occult rock bar called the Helgies, where Trivax will be recording the music video for the track Against All Opposition.
Hey, good to see you again.
Good to see you again, too.
Where is Matt and Sully today?
It'll be just myself. It'll mainly be vocal shots that we are doing.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, a very dark room, broken shards of mirror on the ceiling. The walls of the ceiling and everything is painted in black.
There's a lot of old school, almost analog part of culture. It feels like a time capsule. You feel like you come here and you enter straight in the middle of the heart of rock and roll. Where we're recording is where the stage is normally at. So as you can see, there's a very small riser just down there. It's going to feel very dark and intense and very heavy.
What is it about this room, this venue, that made you want to record this part of your music video here?
I like capturing the energy and the atmosphere. So to me, even if the audience can't view everything that we can view here, because obviously we're only mainly using this one room, I'm all about capturing a vibe and then energy.
Can you get the PA working, please? And
Alex is the producer and the director of the music video today.
Can you please send me that track?
Because
I need it to play back.
What is the vision for this music video?
We are kind of telling this Sisyphean story of the cycle of violence in Iran, seen through Cheyenne's eyes. It's very critical of the regime. We're hoping that making this video might catalyze some kind of change there.
Now it's not just about us. That's actually very liberating, but also a humbling responsibility that I feel upon myself. I think this is an extremely powerful tool that, in the right hands, can do a lot.
And with that comes a sense of responsibility, because some people might get so inspired by this that they would go out and end up paying a big price.
How else would change happen? There's no other way.
Do you feel a sense of responsibility?
Those kind of people would have done what they did even without our music anyway. I'm only approaching this humbly as an artist to create that spark.
So, Sahar, today, for one of the shots, we are going to be showing these to the camera, and I'm sure you're familiar.
Wow, photos of Mahsa Amini, another victim that was killed, a child.
Exactly.
So photos of protesters who lost their lives during the protest.
All of these people are no longer alive because of the regime. So one of our shots for the video today is going to be presenting all of these photos, and we're going to show all of them extensively.
Right now I'm in an excruciating place. I can't claim to feel what them and them, their families have felt, but I'm trying my best to leave my heart open and let that flow through.
So yeah, that's, in a nutshell, that's the purpose of the video. is to honour these victims and to give them a voice.
Given the fact that some of these people who were killed during the protests were actually Muslims, some might say that this may be insensitive to kind of bring them into this.
Our message goes way beyond, oh, we are just a satanic band, or we are just this or that. These people were fighting for their freedom, and this is what we are here to present. This goes far beyond any kind of ideology. This is a human thing.
Can you have the front one pulse as well, please?
Sharon, what's happening now?
We're almost done setting up the lights, so I'm going to get into my stage gear. Yes.
Sharon starts rummaging through a bag, which he says he takes to all Trivax performances.
And that's the Iran flag. That's my vest that I wear on stage with Trivax, and I have done for years. Ah, I love that smell.
What does it smell like?
Earth, blood, sweat, gigs, power.
That's the sound of old leather.
So now you're putting on your boots?
These are my granddad's boots. He just gifted them to me out of his wardrobe the last time I saw him.
Sharon has just walked into the room and the crew are setting to start filming.
How's it going?
Fantastic.
Sharon is standing in the middle of four lights. You can hear him breathing. He seems very focused. There's some artificial smoke coming out, flashing lights, and there are two camera operators, one of them operated by Alex.
Take one, slate one, action, roll track.
That's Shayan on stage, with Matt and Sully playing beside him. Trivax is in the middle of their European tour. It's the end of April 2024, almost 3 months since I last saw Shayan at the music video shoot. I'm in East London at the Cart and Horses venue, known as the birthplace of the famous rock band Iron Maiden.
Dear Trivax, I'm going to bring you only one message, and that is the message of freedom. The last song that we performed was called Against All Opposition. Are you prepared to embrace it?
Shall we go?
Okay, yeah.
So the gig is over. We are looking for somewhere quiet. And the tour van seems to be the only place around here, so I'm going in. Since our last meeting, the music video for Against All Opposition has been released. Shayan presses play. The video starts with archival videos of Iran's 1979 revolution, which led to the formation of the Islamic Republic.
Allows for people to see not just where it started, but also how long it's been going on for, the savagery that's been involved during that time.
Key political moments over the Islamic Republic's 45-year history continue to appear in a chronological order, until...
I remember this scene.
Mm-hmm.
You going through the photographs of the victims that were killed during the recent protests.
Yeah.
Which got you very emotional.
It did. Yeah, I purposely wanted the song to stop just to bring attention to that for a moment. The rest of the video until this moment is, may I have your attention, please? This is what we wanted their attention for. To look at the victims. It's got to be hard for someone to watch that and not feel what we feel.
Which is?
Rage.
It's not really easy watch for anybody, really, even if they don't have as much context on what's happened with Iran. But I think once they watch the whole video, it kind of things make more sense for them.
After this scene, the tone of the music video suddenly changes.
Oh,
you've got the present day riots, and that's what the whole thing has led us up to. People are fiercely fighting, and that's because that's what it's encouraging. It's to show empowerment and say, we can do this, we've got this. We can take our country back, we can take our freedom back.
The video ends with a credit sequence. It's a long list of names belonging to some who've been killed by the government of Iran.
When you actually get to that moment in the video and you see the names starting to come up, and then they keep going and keep going and keep going, and you start to get a grasp just of how big of an impact this has had on so many people and the amount of pain that it's caused.
Not easy thing to grasp and comprehend. I hope it spreads and more people see it, and just to raise that awareness amongst as many people as possible, really.
Ultimately, the purpose of that is to invoke the urge for freedom and liberation in every human being that comes across it, regardless of their background.
Because everyone deserves freedom.
We simply use our background and our story just as a way to amplify that.
You've been listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service. This program was presented and produced by me, Sahar Zand.